Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and this morning I was reading some Gone Wild stories, and I came across some writing by user Two Passengers Up Front, and I asked for her for permission to read her stories, and I'm going to bring that to you today. I really like them, so. This first story is called Borrowing a Bikini Made My Friends Go Crazy. Hi, longtime lurker here. Finally decided to make an account with a clever name to post. I am a shy brunette in my mid-20s, and I'm still in college, finishing up my degree. Since my first week of school, I hang out with a group of friends of about 12 people. I typically dress in baggy clothes and do not show a lot of skin, especially in class. I'm kind of the nerd of the group, and I try hard to get good grades. During our second semester, we all got pretty drunk at a party, and I realized that my fellow comrades have absolutely no idea what my body looks like. We ended up in the jacuzzi, and since I hadn't prepared, I borrowed a swimsuit. The owner of the bikini is, quote-unquote, the slut of the group. She has a B cup, but wears push-up bras, so all the boys are after her. Fittingly, her bikini top consisted of two tiny triangles that barely cover my tits. I had enough to drink to say, fuck it. So I put it on and made my entrance. And what a fucking show it was. In the 10 seconds I tried to sneak into the spa, all eyes were on me. They all went crazy, whistling and making extremely sexual comments. For the rest of the night, they attempted to get a quick flash out of me, but failed. I got home and had multiple notifications on Snapchat. One of them was a screenshot of the guy's DMs drooling over me with stuff like, "Where was she hiding those?" and what I would give to motorboat those bad boys. I had a hard time coming out of the water when she came in. The attention had me insanely horny. I couldn't help but masturbate. From that point on, it was my sexual awakening, and the entire dynamic toward me changed for the better. Wink. So I'm going to keep reading because it's pretty short. The next post is titled, My First Time Getting Mesmerized by a Grower. For those who missed it, here's part one. There's a link. After my little jacuzzi incident, the gentleman in my friends group became quite addicted with what I've been hiding all this time. Pretty much just like you guys. I made sure to tease them a little by wearing slightly less baggy and more revealing clothes. They could get glimpses back from the night. They almost got to see them set free. At the next party, we started playing multiple drinking games, pretty much the usual stuff, and ended up in a classic game of truth or dare. I knew that there was absolutely no way I'm whipping these bad boys in front of everyone on a dare, so pretty easy, truth every time. It didn't take long before the inevitable question came up. What would it take for you to flash us? I shrugged and said, all six of you drop your pants and I'll give you a show. Everybody burst out laughing. The boys stared at each other, but like cowards, couldn't get themselves there. I guess they didn't want it bad enough, or so I thought. The very next day, I woke up to a brand new conversation, me and the six guys. It read, we are ready to take you up on that offer from last night, and here are the conditions. Whoever has the smallest penis gets a sexy picture of you. You know, a consolation prize for being less fortunate. Whoever is your favorite gets a video in the tiny bikini stripping down. I'm guessing they had spent all night pondering the plan in their head and got to this consensus. The idea definitely excited me. At that time, I had been with a single guy, hence a single cock and nothing to compare to. For the first time ever, I was getting a lot of attention. Every class, guys were sitting closer to me. I even had more company in the library studying or at parties. So I agreed and got both prizes ready. I gave myself a nice manicure to get the perfect picture for the poor fella that would lose the competition. Then I borrowed a tiny bikini from my little sister to make that little striptease video. During the next hour, I got 5 pictures pretty quickly, trimmed full bush from the top, from the side, next to some kind of object, anything and everything to make their cock look bigger. I had no idea how big they really were. I'd say about 5 to 6 inches, and just about nothing to make them special. I am still missing one. Don't be shy. Kissy emoji. Finally, the last one. He was sitting down with his big, strong legs wide open to give sight to his tiny, shriveled-up cock on his massive balls. I would guess it was maybe the size of my pinky. I grab my phone and send him back a snap. I love your legs. I hope you are happy with its consolation prize. And sent him an image. He opened it right away, then nothing for about 5 to 10 minutes. I thought, poor guy. It must be awful for his self-esteem. And then, ding ding, I open my snap to a little purple square. He is still in the exact same position now, facing his computer with my massive tits barely contained on the screen. He's just sitting there as his cock grows slowly, both hands on his legs. His soft cock was already the size of the other guy's. The second video starts, and he's now stroking himself. He started using only one hand and finished making sure I could clearly see both of his hands easily fitting with his big mushroom head still showing. I couldn't fucking believe it. I grabbed my phone with the only hand that wasn't occupied rubbing my clit. You win. By far the prettiest cock I'd seen. Here's your reward. We had a good time that night, sending a few snaps back and forth. The other boys, however, were livid about that, probably just like the other guys are from missing out on the tiny bikini again. At least you get the consolation prize. So just so you know, if you go and check the post, she did post an image of that, what she sent to the same guy. Okay, this next post is called Turning Into a Slutty Nerd to Have the Perfect Teammates. I am a straight-up nerd. I have lived in my books most of my college years. I have learned from multiple lonely trips to the library that the traditional nerd looks quite unattractive to most men. However, change up your baggy jeans for a little plaid skirt. Open up your blouse and turn your bun into a ponytail, and somehow, you're everyone's fantasy. You can even keep your glasses on. But be aware, they're just going to be a cum magnet. The very first time I used my superpower was on Sunday evening. My classmate and I met up for an incredibly long project. We had been working on it for weeks. He had been a real sweetheart the entire time, even if I was really demanding. We finally finished up and we were both exhausted. I got a good look around and at his cute face before sneaking into the bathroom. I came out of my panties, my shirt unbuttoned, and kneeled in front of him. I stayed silent the entire time, dropping his pants while maintaining eye contact. His dick popped out, and I went to work. My tongue swirled on his balls and moved up his shaft. My lips wrapped around his head, and one quick swoop, I took him whole. When I gasped for air, his dick was fully hard and his breathing incredibly fast. I grabbed his dick and increased the speed while looking straight at him. I slow down when he's about to come and point to my tongue. He nods no. I take off my shirt, undo my bra, and squeeze my 36 double D's together. He nods yes. I kneel back in front of him and jerk him off quickly. Not even 30 seconds later, he replaces me and steps back. I use my elbows and give him the perfect landing spot. I'm about to come. I want to come on your face. What? I couldn't even answer that. I felt his massive load straight on my glasses. He must have squirted 4 to 5 times. It was a big load. I was covered. He laughed as I got myself cleaned up. Needless to say, it was the last time that asshole got the slutty nerd treatment. From that point on, it was kind of a thing. Work really hard on a long project with me, get a perfect grade, and you'll get lucky. Somehow, it wasn't so lonely anymore at the library. Okay, this next post is titled, "My one-piece swimsuit broke them up, and my pussy got her back on her feet." My roommate was seeing this guy for a few months. She liked him a whole lot better than he did, from what I could see. Most of the time that he came to our house, I was either studying or sleeping. I was the nerdy friend that he had to be polite and decent to. He mainly failed at that and seemed like he couldn't even be a decent human being. She wanted to make the relationship official, even with the multiple warnings I had given her. I thought she should at least test him one last time before giving in. My friend and I had seen each other naked multiple times. My body wasn't a mystery to her, contrary to pretty much everyone I had met at this point in my life, and mainly to this guy. So we decided to go to the water slides, just the three of us. I braided my hair and wore literally the least sexy swimsuit I had in my wardrobe, an all-black one-piece that showed maybe an inch of cleavage and a little bit of butt cheeks. On the other hand, she showed up in the tiniest, sluttiest bikini she could find. Her fairly small tits were barely covered, and her little bubble butt was in full view. As soon as we got there, he was trying to flex his muscles and look good. It annoyed the shit out of me, so I stayed covered for as long as possible. When I finally removed my towel, the long, overly sexual stares and comments started. He kept walking behind me, trying to glance at my cleavage every time I tried to escape his stares, and he kept trying to brush up against me. I urgently took my friend to the restroom and told her about it. She was devastated. I tried to console her, and we eventually found a way to escape him by going the long way around to get away. We left him there without a second thought. When we got home, we took off our wet swimsuits and she ran to her room. I put on underwear and joined her quickly. What started off as hugs and comfort turned into caresses and very subtle kisses around my neck. I am obviously extremely attracted to girls. How could you not? But I hadn't thought about her in that way. Well, she certainly had. She turned me on my back and went to work on me. I was used to a 5 to 10 minute foreplay, so the next hour was an incredible experience. I was left speechless by her touch, her softness, and her concern for my enjoyment. Boys are so rough, quick, and strong. It was a welcome change of speed. She went up and down my body with her tongue, finding every which of my erogenous zones along the way. From my legs to my breasts and neck, I'd never been so turned on. She finally found my lips, and I couldn't help but start exploring her body as well. She stopped me right away and told me that she'll take good care of me. I closed my eyes and enjoyed as she finally took off the remaining pieces of my underwear. She got in between my legs and I was already soaking wet. Since nobody ever made me come before, I wasn't expecting much. Oh boy, was I deeply mistaken. It didn't take me 5 minutes before my first screaming orgasm. As I was catching my breath, expecting it to be over, she lowered her mouth on my clit again. She stayed there for what seemed like an eternity, relentlessly making me come over and over again with her tongue and/or fingers. When I couldn't take it anymore, she told me how lucky she was to be my friend, covered me up with a blanket, and made me dinner. We never really talked about it or had any other experiences together, surprisingly, after that. But she forgot about him pretty quickly, too. I'll always remember the day she changed me from being bi-curious to bisexual. It's only been like 15 minutes. I'm just going to keep going. The next post is titled, "Her brother cleaned and tidied up our place, and I let him use me." After a long summer away, I came back to my apartment for the start of the semester. We usually leave right after our exams to go home and travel. The return is always dreaded, and our entire weekend is dedicated to cleaning everything. I got there on Friday night, a day before my roommate. The door was unlocked, which concerned me for a bit. There was this strong smell of detergent mixed in with scented candles in the kitchen. I see this young man shirtless on all fours, scrubbing my floor. Gorgeous bubble butt, in a light frame. He was pouring sweat. "Who the hell are you?" He jumped up, smacking his head against our counter. I must have scared him. When he turned around, I recognized him. "Oh, I'm sorry, you're Jen's brother. She didn't tell me you were coming to help." "Yeah, I thought I could get a head start on you guys. A new school year always gets you all stressed out." That's so nice of him," I thought, as I fetched him some ice. As I handed it to him, I explored his body a little better. This young gentleman was very good looking. Tan, a very subtle six-pack forming. It was obvious that he started training this summer. I started to walk around and realized everything is spotless. I couldn't believe it. He even scrubbed our shower and cleaned our counters, toilet, mirror, everything. Every room I got in was cleaner than the last one, and every time it sent a shiver down my spine, straight to my pussy. I got to my room soaking wet. My bed was made and everything was tucked in, every pillow perfectly placed, not a glimpse of dust. I noticed his hoodie on my desk, as he told me, "So I think I'm pretty much done over here. I'll let you guys settle in." There wasn't a chance in hell he was leaving after all that. I stripped down naked in a few seconds and put on his hoodie. I walked to him, feeling the air between my ass cheeks and my pussy dripping slowly against my thighs. I come up right against him. He can feel my entire body an inch away. "So, I don't have any money for you, sir, but I do have a thing or two I could offer." I couldn't believe I just said that. It felt so awkward and embarrassing. In one swooping moment, I took off his sweatshirt to reveal my breasts. I pressed my elbows together and grinned at him, and he was speechless. I pinned my body on him, and he was up against the wall and whispered to him, "You can do anything you want to me." Now, you might think me giving him the green light to use me would end up me covered in guys after he fucked my ass. But you'd be disappointed. He was a virgin. Once he told me, I slowed down by like 10 steps. I got him to my room and we made out a lot. He was a great kisser. I loved his big hands, discovering a woman's body for the first time. He was so gentle, clumsy, and easily distracted. I felt like my boobs were a magnet, and then he was always coming back to them after a few seconds. I took him on the edge of the bed and got on my knees. As soon as my lips covered his tip, he let out a huge moan. It was clear as day. I could have taken his virginity that night. I couldn't even suck him that long. I winked at him after about 2 minutes of licking his shaft and asked him if he found my condoms while cleaning up. He got up and opened the right drawer in the first try. I guess he did a little snooping. I pushed him to have his back to the wall and covered up his dick. He was a little below average, quite thin. I knew he wouldn't last long, but I had to ride him to give him the best angle of my large breasts. I lowered myself onto him, leaning on it to make sure my tits would smack up against his face while I rode him. He was moaning a lot. His breath was getting deeper, and just had to give him a final push. "Fuck, fuck, fuck, you're so big. You're gonna make me come." Both his hands grabbed my ass firmly. He gave me three big thrusts. I could feel his cock growing with every rope of cum filling up the condom. I gave him a quick kiss and told him to get all cleaned up. "Did you come?" I winked at him with a big smile. It felt a little wrong to fake an orgasm on his first go. But he'll never know, right? It's not like he's going to see the story. It was quite funny the next day. When my roommate came home, she knew right away that I had fucked her brother. "Don't worry, girl. He's got nothing on you." Every time it got dirty, I would ask her if she could call her brother so I could get a little dirty. Okay. The next one is titled, "My Gym Crush Was Fooled by My Sports Bra." Quick little post. For the new people here, I have fairly large breasts. She's a 36 double D. I've decided that pretty much everyone I've been around with my baggy clothes my entire life, my ultimate weapon to hide my two passengers up front was my sports bra. I still remember going to the gym and hearing guys say, "What a shame the girls here are so flat. Do they expect me to poke my eye out running with lingerie or something?" Even in my everyday life, I would wear them if I had a long walk ahead of me. I don't really enjoy holding on to them for dear life while going down the staircase. After a long day at school, I went to the gym to run. As always, I put on my usual sports clothes and start off my training. However, that day the air conditioning wasn't working and it was an incredibly hot day outside. For the first time ever, I removed my shirt in a public place wearing only my sports bra and some cycle shorts. It was very late. The gym was pretty much empty. I was almost done with my workout when I bumped into my gym crush. I was soaking in sweat and out of breath, and that particular sports bra wasn't great for support. But my boobs looked amazing with a deep V-cut. "Whoa, I've seen you around here, but I had no idea you looked like that." I smiled shyly, bit my lips, and walked away. He came running after me. We had some small talk. He was wrapping his big arms around me as we kissed. That guy was a real charmer. It was quite a masterful pickup on his part. His eyes had a really hard time focusing on me. He kept looking down. I whispered in his ear to join me in a little bathroom in the back of the gym. We both had finished our hour-long workout. He wasn't getting anywhere near my pussy, and I wasn't putting his dirty cock in my mouth. I lowered his shorts and got him hard in no time. The contrast between his massive body, muscles, and his thin, long cock was mesmerizing. I kept changing up the speed as he was moaning like crazy and staring aggressively at my tits. I got closer and wrapped my tits around his cock while keeping my sports bra on. I pressed both of my boobs together while jumping up and down. His trip in heaven didn't last as long as he ejaculated in less than 2 minutes in that position. I felt one big squirt down my chin. I winked at him and got up. The mix of cum and sweat deserved a shower afterwards. I'm guessing that he would pass the word on that a girl that works out might be hiding a thing or two. Okay, this next post is titled, "I've Lost My Underwear and Learned a Valuable Lesson." If you've been keeping up with my stories, one of my first ones was about a classmate that impressed me with his ever-growing penis. As a reward, he got to see my decent-sized titties in the smallest triangle bikini. When our semester ended, we went out partying. It didn't take long before things got hot and out of hand. I was wearing a little white tank top with a black skirt that wrapped around my curves nicely. I could feel him up against my ass getting hard and bothered. We sneakily moved to the bathroom when one of the songs ended. Now, you guys know just how dirty a bar's restroom can get. This wasn't the worst one I'd been, but it wasn't great. We locked ourselves in this tiny stall, and right as I turned around, his pants were on the ground. We started to kiss as I very easily grabbed his cock. Let me explain a little further that part. I could see all 8 of my fingers, and I hadn't touched the tip, but it felt crazy thin. He unhooked my bra quickly and peeled my panties off to the floor. As I removed my tank, my bra fell in the dirty-ass public toilet. I didn't see it right away as he turned me around and stuck his long ass dick in me. Don't get me wrong, I was wet and excited from all the dirty dancing, but that was hell of quick. It seemed like he wasn't really having sex with me. He was kind of just playing the game of how deep it could go while both my hands were trying to push him away from me. Whoa, buddy, slow down. Let me get used to you. Oh, you've never had a massive cock before? Here's what went through my head when he said that. When half your dick is in me, I literally can't feel your pencil dick. And when you push all of it in, it hits my cervix and hurts like hell. I push him out of me, turn around and grab him by the balls. His face is inches away from me. You've never learned to be a gentleman, it seems. He smirks and looks down at his dick, like he obviously doesn't need to since he's so, quote-unquote, big. I look away and see my bra, damped in pee. I smack him hard on his chest. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't have let you put it in after I was done with you. I looked up at him and smacked him in the face, the hardest I could, and stormed off, forgetting my panties on the floor. I left with one of my male friends who was so nice to me. We ended up at his apartment since he didn't want to leave me alone. We talked for a while. He got me dessert, listened to me, then gave me an incredible massage. I got crazy excited, having his strong hands on my shoulders. My tits were fully erect and obviously poking through my white top. I'm fairly sure I was leaking on his chair too, with how great he was with his fingers. You seem to have tension in your lower back. We could move to my bedroom. Fuck yes. From there, it was all about me and my pleasure. He kept massaging me for what felt like an hour, ending with my naked body on my back with my legs wide open. He finished exploring my body with his tongue. He could have made me come 10 times, but kept slowing down right as I was about to. I was moaning like crazy. Please fuck me. I need you inside me. He removed his boxers with the obvious massive leak of pre-cum and got on top of me. Both his arms right up against me, he gave me a long, passionate kiss. I tried to reach out for his dick since I needed it so bad, but he firmly grabbed my wrist and locked it over my head. He licked my tits slowly while looking straight at me with his pretty blue eyes. Please, please, please fuck me. I've never begged before, but I was just way too horny. His lips got back to mine and his entire body slid up against mine, his cock perfectly entering me. The sensation was unreal. His cock filled me up so slowly and intensely. He was so gentle, letting me get used to his size. But with a dick that thick, each thrust felt so powerful. Can I go a little faster now? I nodded as he picked up the pace. He started to wave his body on top of mine, as my breasts went a little crazy, bouncing in all directions. My pussy tensed up as I was about to come, filling his large, girthy cock fully inside me, hitting my G-spot at his every move. As I came, he pulled out and sent the biggest cum shot I had ever seen from my pussy over my face. I can't remember it clearly since my orgasm took over my entire body. But when I got back to my senses, I was covered in cum. I got in the shower and cleaned up. We ended up having an amazing night together. That day I learned a valuable lesson. Girth over length any day of the week, and the nice guy does not always finish last. Also, this is the story of how I met my current boyfriend. Okay, this next post is titled Masturbating Relentlessly, Thinking I Was Alone. After college, I moved in a 2-bedroom apartment with my boyfriend. It wasn't anything special, but it was cozy. My boyfriend had left for the night for a boys' night out. I had planned the entire evening just for myself, a long bath with candles, a little manicure, and then some time to myself in the bedroom. I had lined up all 5 of my toys on the bed: smallest dildo, suction vibrator, womanizer, Wee Vibe, and finally my massive dildo. I enjoyed the journey through my first four toys with some light porn and had an hour of fun and multiple orgasms. This sounds great, right? When it was time for the big boy, my clit was on fire from all the stimulation. I very rarely use it since I need to be in an incredibly excited mood to enjoy it. It was stuck on the edge of the bed, staring at me with his big fat head. I was feeling up to the challenge and crawled up to it. I started licking it and trying to wrap my lips around it. That thing is massive, 8 inches of pure girth. I think she means it's 8 inches around, which is huge. I barely had it in my mouth and my jaw was hurting. I leaned on my back and started to tease myself, using the tip to caress my clit. The thickness of the head is something else. I slowly entered it in, letting out a huge moan. Our apartment is pretty much soundproof. We never hear our neighbors, so I wasn't worried. I used both hands to help push it further until I got it past the head. I'm not much of a screamer usually, but this thing hits differently. I must have spent like 10 minutes slowly but surely increasing the speed and the volume of my moans. Fuck. 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 I started having an incredible loud orgasm, trying to hold that monster dildo inside of me. The final wave and my pussy ejected it. I couldn't believe it. I took my sweet time enjoying it and finally got out of bed. Feeling a little cold, I put on my red robe. I grabbed all my dirty toys that were covered in my pussy juices, my dildo, and headed out to clean it up. As you can guess from the title of my story, I came face to face with my boyfriend and three of his friends. My boyfriend told me he tried to knock on my door and tell me that they were home, but it was locked and I couldn't hear him because I was so loud. They had one hell of a laugh, and I can't help to think I gave them some ideas with an 8-inch plastic cock in my hand. What do you guys think? How many of them masturbated thinking of me? Okay, the last post up until yesterday is titled "Shutting Up That Bitch from My Mixed Soccer Team." My boyfriend and I joined a mixed soccer, football, if anyone outside of America reads this, team last summer. We didn't really know any other players, but wanted to join the team together. I'm pretty bad, but I'm just trying to stay in shape. The team captain is a bitch named Tori. She's that girl that, quote unquote, only has boyfriends and hugs everyone she meets. She's always complaining and she wants to be the center of attention on and off the pitch. Physically, she has a pretty face, great bubble butt, and literally no breasts. She usually wears sports bras, but she absolutely doesn't need it. You might ask, how do I know what kind of underwear she wears? Because everybody does. Every occasion she has, she undresses in front of everyone, seeking attention. It does not matter what she's wearing underneath. Tiny thong, laced-up panties, bralettes, you name it. She will find a way for everyone to see. She always says stuff like, I don't get why you guys are so timid and prude. Like, are you ashamed of your body? Or, it's just like you're at the beach. Those comments felt a little bit personal since my boyfriend and I always arrive fully clothed in our team sportswear. I get there and leave in the exact same outfit since I see absolutely no benefit of changing before or after the game. Since I'm going to go home. My boyfriend couldn't come to one game and I got mixed up with some time, so I didn't have time to get dressed before the match. I got there barely before the tip-off and hurried to join the team. Tori was speaking to everyone as always, and I was right behind her. The eyes of everyone shifted as I lifted up my shirt. I know this is a recurring theme in my stories, but let me assure you, my teammates were absolutely clueless as to what I looked like. I was standing there in my salmon bra as I looked up at everyone staring. Don't get me wrong, that bra makes my boobs pop, and it gives me a nice deep cleavage, so it's quite a show. I heard Tori say, "What the fuck is going on?" and she turned around. I swear half the guys had their mouths half open and their eyes wide. Tori's boyfriend even let out a whoa. which got him the angriest eyes back from his girl. I quickly put on our team's shirt to cover myself up. My girlfriend couldn't help but comment, "Girl, you're going to poke an eye out." "Oh, don't worry, I have my little tricks." I extended my arms back, unhooked my bra, wiggled around a little to find a way to remove it while my shirt still kept me covered. I tossed it into my sports bag, getting an applause from the team, and then I laughed as my cold tits were clearly poking through my shirt. I grabbed my sports bra and with a little magic got it on without too much trouble. Everyone was impressed by my skills or my breasts, I'm not quite sure, except Tori, who hurried everyone onto the field. We ended up winning the game, and I even played pretty well. My boyfriend joined us for drinking after the game, and he was puzzled by the new dynamic of the group. Everyone seemed to be orbiting around me, as Tori and her boyfriend were in the corner arguing. We had so much fun, and it felt so good getting back at her. I shared what happened with my man, and we walked back to his car. We jumped into the back seat as I got really turned on by taking power away from that bitch. We both got out of our clothes in no time, and I jumped on top of him. I was riding him hard, and I didn't give a fuck who would hear my moans. My boobs were free and hitting him in the face on every thrust of his fat cock. I came as he filled me up. From that point on, things got a lot better on the team and a lot worse in Tori's relationship. I even got a text from her boyfriend at some point, just looking to catch up. He's cute, and my boyfriend and I feel a little bad for him. What do you guys think? Should we explore a little? My boyfriend loves the thought of sharing me, and I'd love to be an even bigger pain in the ass to Tori. So it seems like a win-win for me.